This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Home Minister Amit Shah today vowed to intensify the crackdown on drug traffickers to build a drug-free India. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said 29 drug traffickers have been convicted by the court in 12 different cases across India as a result of foolproof investigation with a bottom-to-top and top-to-bottom strategy. The minister said the Narendra Modi government is unsparing in punishing drug traffickers who drag youth into addiction for money. He pledged to continue combating the drug menace with meticulous investigations to build a drug-free Bharat. The fasting month of Ramadan began across the country from today. Ramadan is the ninth month of Islamic calendar and Eid ul-Fitr is celebrated at the culmination of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted the people on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that the sacred month bring peace and harmony in the society. In the Gulf countries, today is the second day of the holy month of Ramadan. Union Minister for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Prahlad Joshi, today highlighted the role of Central Warehousing Corporation in strengthening supply chains and ensuring food security in the country. Sharing a video message at the celebration of the 69th Foundation Day of Central Warehousing Corporation in New Delhi, he said that CWC has made commendable efforts by creating additional food storage capacity of more than 21 lakh square feet during the financial year 2023-24. The CWC is a public sector warehouse operator that offers warehousing and logistics services. India has witnessed a considerable decrease in poverty over the last decade, according to a newspaper. The paper, published by economist Surjit S. Bhalla and Karan Basin, analyzed data from recently released household expenditure data for 2022-23 and 2023-24. Data from this survey indicate a substantial decline in poverty levels in India. The paper claimed that extreme poverty in the country has dropped to negligible levels. The paper also stated that there is strong evidence that India has experienced a sharp reduction in inequality over the last 12 years from 2011 to 12 to 2023 to 24. In Haryana, the polling is underway for civic local body elections. The voting began at 8 a.m. and will continue till 6 in the evening. Union Minister Manohar Lal exercised his franchise in Karnal. He also appealed to the people to vote in large numbers and elect a good local government. Polling was earlier slow in Faridabad and Rohtak, but now people are coming to vote in large numbers. The Election Commission has clarified that duplication in electoral photo identity card number does not imply duplicate or fake voters. The Commission said this in a statement following certain media reports flagging the issue of electors of two different states having identical EPIC numbers. The Commission clarified that while EPIC numbers of some of the electors may be identical, the other details, including demographic details, assembly constituency, and polling booth, are different for the electors with the same EPIC number. It said any elector can cast a vote only at their designated polling station in their respective constituency, in their state or union territory where they are enrolled in the electoral roll and nowhere else. In Uttarakhand, the death toll has risen to 5 in the avalanche incident at Border Roads Organization camp in Mana village in Chamoli district as rescue teams recovered another body today. Meanwhile, the search operation for the remaining three workers continues at the avalanche site. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami reached the disaster control room in Dehradun and took stock of the situation. In order to curb air pollution's level in the national capital, the Delhi government has decided that vehicles which are more than 15 years old will not get fuel at petrol pumps after the 31st of March. While speaking to the media after the meeting, Mr. Sirsa said that the government is installing gadgets at petrol pumps which will identify vehicles older than 15 years. In ICC Champions Trophy cricket, India is facing New Zealand in their final group stage encounter in Dubai today. New Zealand have won the toss and opted to field. Both teams have already secured a spot in the semi-finals from Group A. However, the match is crucial as it will determine the group leader. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.